Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak from News Radio 780 at 105.9 FM, WBBM, and welcome to the Chicago Bears studios at Halas Hall for this week's Keys to the Game as the Bears host the Buffalo Bills in the much-anticipated Week 1 opener. Let's start on offense. Protecting Jay Cutler is paramount in the Bears' scheme and preached repeatedly by head coach Mark Trestman, and the Bears are going to need to protect Cutler against these Bills. 46 of their franchise record 57 sacks last season came from the defensive line, including 13 from their Pro Bowl left defensive end Mario Williams, who Jordan Mills has to deal with after offseason foot surgery. Another 10 came from Pro Bowl nose tackle Kyle Williams, and another 10 from developing defensive end Jerry Hughes. The other starting tackle, Marcel Darius, was named to the Pro Bowl. He piled up 7.5 sacks. You get where I'm going here? They did all this under Mike Pettine, now Cleveland's head coach. So his replacement is Jim Schwartz, the former Lions head coach, who knows the Bears well, and he'll have some attack points. So protecting Cutler is job one, but running the ball will take the edge off that pass rush. They were not as dominant stopping the run last season. On to defense. Health, talent, experience, and an infusion of youth is fueling a remodeled defense that promises its share of new wrinkles. However, this group needs to come together quickly to stop the run. Gouged last season, they have to resolve that issue against Buffalo. It's a difficult ground game to prepare for, given the variety of options. Bills led the NFL in rushing attempts, finishing second in yards behind Philadelphia. They've got the elusive and speedy C.J. Spiller. He shares carries with trusted veteran Freddie Jackson. Both are productive. Add in former Niners fullback Anthony Dixon in the mix for short yardage, where the Bills struggled last season, and then top it off with Bryce Brown, a dangerous big back with speed who gashed the Bears last December as a member of the Eagles. These four backs run behind an offensive line that averages 6'6", 326 pounds. No team ran the ball more on first down last season than the Bills at 63.9%. So coordinator Nathaniel Hackett, back for his second year, do the same more than likely because E.J. Manuel, the quarterback, struggles with accuracy and decision-making and last season averaged less than 5.5 yards per passed attempt, which ranked 29th in the league. They've drafted playmaker Sammy Watkins. He's working through sore ribs. They've acquired Mike Williams in a trade with Tampa. Those guys increase Manuel's options, but this time it's all about running the rock. On to special teams, and with the exception of veteran kicker Robbie Gold and a few other veterans, the unit has a massive infusion of new players. Now, with the group gains in speed, they lose in experience to some degree, and so the expectation is that it might take some time to gel. Jeremy Cain replaces Patrick Manley as the long snapper and rookie punter. Patrick O'Donnell handles those chores. While the return game will start with Michael Spurlock on punts, Santonio Holmes possibly gets a turn or two, an undrafted rookie Sonoris Perry on kick return. Buffalo is also going with a young punter, Colton Schmidt replacing a veteran Brian Moorman. Dan Carpenter, solid as the field goal kicker, 33 a year ago, fifth most in the NFL. And the Bills' return game struggled badly last season, 29th in both kickoffs and punt return average. Playing solid ball minus field position wrecking penalties and game-changing turnovers will be the key in Week 1. All right, lastly, with our intangibles, opening at home is an immediate advantage the Bears hope to seize. Advantages other than talent or creating mismatches are muted some in Week 1 because surprises are going to occur. Changes in scheme are not on tape yet league-wide, so really no one knows what's coming. There is no trend yet. Getting on the Bills quickly would be the way to go. Last season, the Bills under head coach Doug Marrone were winless in the six games they trailed at the half on the road. And given their desire to run the ball, playing catch-up is likely not in their best interest. Certainly not with a quarterback that is still young and developing in E.J. Manuel. The Bills were one of only three teams that kicked more field goals than scored touchdowns last season. The Bears hope to keep it that way. Everybody, thanks for watching Keys to the Game this week here on ChicagoBears.com. You can join Tom Thayer and myself starting at 9 a.m. with a pregame noon kickoff on News Radio 780 at 105.9 FM as the Bears host the Bills at Soldier Field. Thanks for watching. I'm Jeff Joniak on ChicagoBears.com.
Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.